Hey everyone, in this episode we talk about the existence of the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus. So if you have a young listener in the car, beware. Hey everyone. Hey friends. Welcome to Why Mommy Drinks. This is Betsy Stover.
And I'm Amanda Allen.
Hi.
Hi, Betsy.
Hi, Amanda. It's just you and me.
Oh, what? That's right. We don't have a guest.
No, I mean, Caton was floating through here. He made us some margaritas and then he left.
Yep. He showed up and then he walked away. Where's my salt? And he said, get your own salt.
Yeah.
And then walked away.
He was very kind.
Yes, he was very nice. He made a drink and left.
Oh, I'm glad it's just you and me this week. Mm-hmm. So much has happened.
Oh, good. So wait, when you say so much has happened, what do you mean?
Oh, well, here, let me start by saying I have three kids. They're all boys, 8, 6, and 3.
I have three kids. I have an 8-year-old boy and twin 5-year-old girls.
So, you know, last we left our heroes, I had given Rex the birds and the bees talk, mm-mm, right? Mm-hmm. So I had totally forgotten in the whirlwind of the last time we talked that this had happened.
How old is Rex?
Rex is 8.
Yeah. Oh.
So he's a smart guy. And I can usually explain things in a pretty, like, technical, scientific, direct way. And I feel like the way I would explain things to him is not always the way most people would explain it, or certainly the way I'll probably explain it to my other kids.
Yeah.
So up until this point, we had talked about how babies were made in terms of a daddy puts a seed in a mama.
Oh, you.
And then that makes a baby.
So you've already said that to him.
We said that. Okay. But then
because I haven't even said that to
no.
No, it's magic.
To Caton? Is that what you just said?
Caton doesn't know. No, not to Caton. He doesn't know. He doesn't know how it happens, which is great because then I can change it. I just change it all the time. I'm like, oh, don't forget, if you don't do the dishes, there might be another baby.
Oh, no. I might find a seed somewhere where... What does Wes think? He's 7, right?
No, he's 8.
Oh, he's 8. So what does he think so far?
He hasn't asked.
And it just hasn't come up? Mm-mm. He's never been like, where do people come from? How do babies happen?
No, today he asked me what a polywog was, and I was like, no, we're not, no.
You're like, oh, that's too close. It's like a sperm. Wait, no.
He was like, what stage is that? And I was like, the larva, I have to go away.
Oh my God. Really? It was too close to human reproduction. You couldn't even deal?
Yeah.
Okay. So, so I had already explained that.
I mean, honestly, let's think about it though.
What?
Babies, when you're having, it's a little bit like, it doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't make sense.
What?
A man and a woman, like, hook up, and then there's some stuff that happens. But then, out of nowhere, an alien lives in your belly for, like, 9 months. It, like, when you really think about it, it's weird, and
like a pollination.
Yeah, it seems a little sci-fi magical to me. Like, it just doesn't seem... It does. It's just too... It's too weird.
I think it's like magical. Like the fact that our bodies have evolved to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's like I can't handle it, so I just don't. How about that?
So someone was saying that you can sign your kid up for a class about human sexuality. I thought that was kind of cool.
I mean, I've taken human sexuality.
No, but like you sign your kid up for it. And in a way, it's sort of like a supplemental
health class. They do it in schools. They do it.
Yeah, I mean, like allegedly. Like, I mean, they're supposed to. But they also don't do it until like 5th grade sometimes.
Yeah, my friend was telling me the other day that she told her kids, but her kids are older. They're in high school. And she had like a talk that was all about when you get oral sex, you give oral sex. And I was like, wait, what now?
Huh? Wait, what?
And she was like, what? Oh, yeah, no, we had like a straight up.
Whoa.
This is how sex works. It's about pleasure. It can be about reproduction. It can be about. And the whole time I was blushing and I was like, get out of my office. I can't talk to you about this. Like,
she was in your office?
Yeah, we were just talking. We're friends.
Sue her.
No, no, no. She wasn't telling me about it. She wasn't
Let
like,
me
this
tell
is
you
what
a little something about Wait, oral no, sex,
no,
Amanda.
No, she wasn't.
Thanks for letting me come in your office.
No.
I just wanted to talk about, my bonus. And also about reciprocal oral sex.
What?
No, she was telling me about how she talked to her kids about it.
Oh my goodness.
I'd like a raise. $69,000. Do you know what I mean, Ms. Allen?
Oh my God, don't say that when I'm drinking water. I almost just spit it out over everything. Oh, that is hilarious and totally not how it was at all. It was more like, oh, so I talked to my kids. It's like water cooler talk. Where it's like, I told my kids this week that sex can be a pleasurable thing.
Right.
And I was like, oh, no, get out. Like, in my mind, I was like, oh,
get out.
You don't know that I'm not. Oh, no, you don't know. I freak out. Yeah. So I just sat there and listened. But I did learn. Like for when they're older, but
yeah, okay,
I thought
yeah,
when they're
so,
older, but you're
right.
doing it right now.
Okay, so
which is
I
good.
Thought it was going to be when he was older. He's 8 and a half. I did not anticipate that. I was caught. So Ari was at work. I was putting the kids to bed. They were like getting into bed, books, you know, teeth brushing. Rex is laying in bed and he goes, Mama, but how does the seed get?
Nope.
To the egg. And I was like, what? He was like, well, the man puts the seed in the woman, but how does it get there? And I was like,
do you tell him it was like a bank tube, like where you put the tube in? And
yeah. I was like, first, let me explain pneumatic tubes.
Is that what they're called?
Mnemonic device tubes. I don't know.
Oh my God.
What are they called?
Lollipop tubes, because you put a thing in and then it comes back with a lollipop.
Lollipop tubes. Uh-huh. Yeah. So first of all, let's get in a time machine. Let's go back to the 1970s.
80s.
Yeah, let me show you what this bank. Is. No, I said, I was like, you know what? Let me think about it and I'll get back to you. Oh, and he was like, okay.
Great answer.
Yeah. Thank you.
Great answer.
Because also his 6-year-old brother was there and he was all ears.
No.
And
this is a thing that I think that I always forget that I can give as an answer, which is, hold on, I'm going to think about it and I'll get back to you. And I think that's a mom hack.
Mom hack!
Because when you don't know the answer, instead of trying to think of something,
right.
just say, hold on, I'm going to think about it and I'll get back to you.
Please hold. Calculating.
Just walk out of the room.
Calculating.
Oh, mom's always calculating.
All right.
She must like math.
So then I was like, fuck. Like, what do? I'm not ready for this. And I wrote like a very panicked post on our mom group. And then I started getting advice, but a lot of it was advice that would not have been necessarily helpful or appropriate with this particular kid.
Yes.
So then I went to like my Facebook. It was like a Facebook group for people whose kids are gifted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And I just sent the same post, and it was a much more helpful answer in a lot of ways. It was much more specific to sort of where he was, his level. So, but I got some like really good book. So I have to say my answer to it was a little bit like the mom who just leaves like the Kotex pads on the bed and then never talks about it. So I like got these, I got this book, right? Mom, what are these? I'm going to the store later. Do you? No. So So I got this book about like how babies are made, and it talks about it really frankly. And I would tell you what it's called, but I can't remember. It's called like It's So Awesome or It's So Great or something like that. And it was a really good book.
Should write a real book. It's not so awesome.
It's awesome sometimes.
Yeah, but having a baby.
Oh, is that
not
part.
So awesome.
It's super painful and weird. So at first my idea was that he and I would read it together.
It's so awesome.
That is the worst.
It's the worst title I've ever heard.
It is called that, or like it's so great, or
it's so awesome. Tell me about sex. It's so awesome.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, it's kind of silly because it's like, hi, I'm a bird and I'm a bee. Like, what are we talking about? Yeah. But it's like kind of a comic book. Anyway, so my idea was that we would like, he and I would read it together. And then if he had any, then I could be sort of an active participant, but the book would sort of be in control. And if he had any questions, we'd talk about it right there. But for whatever reason, I got stymied because something happened and I was like alone with him and his 3-year-old brother. Mm-hmm. And so then his 3-year-old brother, I was like, let's go upstairs and we'll read this book and your brother can watch a cartoon. But of course, that didn't work out. And then it was like a shit show. And then he got mad at his brother. And then I was like, okay, go to your room and read this book. Let me know if you have any questions. So that was really supportive. And so I get, and he, but he did read it. He read it, I think, like front to back. And then later on, I was like, did you have any questions about anything you read? And I don't think he did. And he was like, no, it's good. So.
Okay.
So there. All right. I think he knows stuff.
There you go. That's about how I want to do it. Right there.
I really intended it to be a lot more hands-on. Oh, one thing that someone in our mom's group said that I thought was really good that never would have occurred to me. She like built consent, the concept of enthusiastic consent,
yes,
which is something that we weren't really taught. The way that we learned sex was like a man wears a woman down and then eventually she's like, fine.
Wait, no, that's not how. No. What?
Right?
No.
I mean, the way, like, culturally.
No.
Right? It's like, oh, have sex with me. Have sex with me. No, I'm waiting till I get married. Come on, please.
Right. Yeah.
And then it's like okay.
The Meatloaf song. If you love me, will you love me? Yes, fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but you're like enthusiastic consent is sort of this new thing,
yes.
Right? Where it's like a woman needs to be excited to have sex, and that's how you'll know it's okay to have sex.
Yeah. Which that's what my friend was saying that she was teaching her sons.
Yes.
Where it was about like, it's about you. No, that person is part of this, and
right.
You have to actually be a part of making that happen. You can't just expect it to. And
you can't
like,
just sex at them.
It's a relationship. And the way it works best is if you're both in that relationship, doing that together.
Yeah.
And if one of you isn't, that's okay. But you stop.
Exactly.
Instead of, no, I think this should continue. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Which is no good for anybody.
No.
So one thing that our mom and our mom group said that I thought was so valuable and I wanted to share it because it never occurred to me was instead of saying like the man puts his penis in the woman's vagina.
Oh man, this
I'm
is
so sorry, oh, Amanda. God. I know she hates it. It's the woman puts the man's penis in her vagina.
Oh.
And it was like the woman decides to put the penis in her vagina. And I thought, oh, that makes a ton of sense. And it makes it less that it's something that he's doing to her, and it's more that...
Or what if it's like a shared decision?
Yeah.
So that no one has the power, but both decide. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to totally castrate and be like, you don't get that choice. The woman decides and puts it in.
Well, let's be honest.
A Okay. Bear, yep.
When a,
gotcha. Yep.
When a man and a woman go on a date and they like each other, okay, the woman will decide early on in the evening whether the penis will go in the vagina.
As soon as she says yes or no, basically.
And then at some point in the night, she'll let the man know or not.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
Oh, man.
Oh, this so, is yeah. so awkward.
So that was something you that
did
happened.
It. You did it.
But I did it. Well, I mean, I think I did.
And what they say is, that's awesome. Or it's awesome.
So awesome.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is cool when you know birds and the bees. So that was something that happened.
I'm proud of you. I'm excited for that. not excited for that, actually. Terrified.
I'm so excited.
It's going to happen soon. I think it's going to happen soon. The question of the polywog, I was like, ooh.
Why was the polywog so scary? I don't know.
I was like, where are you learning about the polywog? Oh, like you're wondering why I was scared of it? In my mind, I was like, uh-oh, danger, danger, danger. Yeah. He's learning about gestation. And then, like, why is he asking about, like, life? Like, why is he asking about life?
Yeah, asking about the life cycle.
Of a frog. Like, I'm like, I don't know why. And what is that? And
then talking about it at school.
Probably. And then he's like, what is this? And then how does that work for humans? And then, oh, no. Then there's like that moment where he turns from being a child to being an adult.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's not like a bar mitzvah. Like, I think it happens over like a lot of time. No, it's
totally a bar mitzvah. You're like, so men and women, fuck. And then all of a sudden,
now you're a man. A girl gets her period. She's instantly a woman.
Oh, good.
No.
Yeah. No.
Oh my God. Can't. I just had a hilarious thought. I mean, it's hilarious to me.
What
just
is it?
Just that one day you're going to have two teenage girls in your house.
No.
And they'll be.
They're going to be so much more comfortable with their bodies than I am and remind me of it every day. Do you know what Benny said to me this morning?
What?
I was getting dressed and I pulled the dress out and she was like, you're not wearing that, are you?
Whoa, what?
Yeah. Whoa. And I said, I am wearing this. She said, you should wear that other dress with the flowers. And I said, I'm wearing this today. And she said, Emmeline, can you come in?
Oh.
She brought in reinforcements.
Oh my God.
She made Emmeline come in. She goes, Emmeline, that dress is not good, right? Mom should not wear that dress. And I was like, I'm wearing that dress. Like,
oh my God.
Outnumbered, and they're five.
I mean, I assume it was a good dress.
It was a good dress. The last time I wore it, someone told me that I look like Jennifer Aniston in it. So,
wow.
They don't always know the answers to things, and I will forever remember that.
They have no idea who Jennifer Aniston even is.
At all. At all.
Stupid.
They never will. Because Jennifer Aniston will be 100 when they actually like start watching TV. That isn't,
you don't
like
think one day game. You're going to be like, I have the best TV show to show you.
Yeah. Wesley loves Friends. He watched it at my mom's house. So my mom falls asleep to the television every night because.
That must be a mom thing.
Yeah.
Like an older mom thing. Because my mom does too.
Like blaring loud television and on all night long and she's out. So when we were visiting,
I can't stand it.
I need to turn that off. I don't want the light. I don't want the noise. I don't want any of it. I need it dark and cold and good. And she will just blare it. So Wesley slept in her room when we visited last, and he got to learn all about all of the late night television shows
because
he's not used to TV in a room. So he stayed wide awake.
He watches TV outside.
he only gets to watch TV in the hotels.
So watching TV in a bedroom.
But in a bedroom.
Yeah.
Because even by the time they climb into our beds at night, the TV's off. But so so Wesley loves Friends so much that he quotes it. And sometimes he'll say things like, pivot. And I can't believe that he has that.
Pivot?
No. Pivot. That's like the best.
No.
The best Friends episode is.
What?
Well, one of the best ones. They're all pretty good. But there's one where they're going up a walk up in a, you know.
Couch episode.
Yes.
The couch.
Yes.
Got
so then when Ross starts screaming pivot at them.
Yes.
It's really funny.
Yay.
It's very funny. Anyways. So Congratulations to you.
Yeah,
a little bit off topic.
Waiting, I keep waiting for like when can we be watching TV together that we enjoy? And it's happening like incrementally. They like to watch Nailed It. They like Best British Bake Off or whatever.
Extraordinary Homes. You watch that with them?
No,
it's pretty amazing.
But like when I was a kid, we watched like TV together.
So we started doing it. So we watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy every night as a family. Mm. So we're like, it's 7 o'clock. It's time for Jeopardy. Mm. And we all sit down and we watch Jeopardy. They think I'm a genius because I know like questions that they don't realize aren't questions that everyone knows. Like it'll be like, who dated Justin Timberlake? And I'm like, Britney Spears. And then they're just like, oh, you're so smart.
Right. Know everything.
I mean, your husband was on Jeopardy.
It's true. Ari was on Jeopardy.
Which will make, if my kids knew
it
that.
It sounds like a bit. It's not a bit.
No, it's not a bit. And when he was on Jeopardy, he did a bit and it was brilliant.
Mm-hmm. But, who is this handsome gentleman? Yeah,
my kids would freak out if they ever watched
Ari. That was his final Jeopardy answer.
But yeah. So we watched that in Wheel of Fortune, but then it bleeds into, they're like, stay tuned and watch Dancing with the Stars or American Idol or whatever.
That stuff seems safe.
I think, yeah, because it's made for families. Mm-hmm. And then, like, so I think it's kind of like the segue into watching real TV with them. Mm-hmm. The Goldbergs is kind of funny. Like, there's a couple shows where it's like, they're still okay. It's still okay to watch it. Like, there's not things on it that are too
mature
where you have to have that conversation where you're like, oh, this is about sex. But you know what's great is one of your kids will be like, I already understand this. I don't have to worry about it. And the 3-year-old will be like, me too, because I was listening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how it is when you got more than one.
Oh, yeah. And then I got some other book at the library that was like all about puberty and like your changing body and stuff. And I gave that to him to look at.
Hives.
And I think he liked it because I think he just, lately he's been asking about puberty, like, I think he just wants a sense of what the fuck is going to happen. So I liked it. And it also talked about like, you know, just how important it is to like wash your face and wear deodorant and like why that stuff is important. Like why brushing your teeth is a good thing to do.
I'm terrified. I
had to take him to get a fucking cavity filled. It was a lot better this time though. Because they gave him some drugs ahead of time.
Anxiety stuff to chill them out. Where he was like, it's cool, do what you want.
Exactly. He was like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Phew.
You want to mess with my teeth? That's cute.
Have at.
I think about puberty books and get sweaty. So I'm going to have to figure that out. Maybe I'll just be honest with them all where I'm like, I'm very anxious about this, but you don't have to be. The reason I'm anxious about it is because no one ever talked to me about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So today's sponsor is HelloFresh. And HelloFresh is a meal delivery service that sends weekly meal kits to your house. And they take all of the stress of meal planning, prepping, and grocery shopping off your plate, and they deliver it right to your door and get it ready to go. I have a special guest to help me talk about how awesome HelloFresh is. Hello, Caton.
Hello.
Oh, wait, what? Caton's on the podcast? Talking about HelloFresh? Why did I ask you to be part of this ad?
Because I cook the HelloFresh while you and Betsy do the podcast.
That's right. And what do you like about HelloFresh?
I like that I don't know how to cook and don't know where to begin, and they send a very clear list of instructions that I can follow.
Yep, they have the pictures there.
The pictures.
All of the, like, step-by-step.
Step-by-step, which I can
read. It's kind of like me in a little, like, paper. Right.
It's just nagging me. Oh, it's like, no. Step one. No. It tells me what to do. Very effectively tells me what to do.
Yep.
I can chop everything. Put everything in the pan, mix it around. You guys come back in from doing the podcast, and Betsy's like, oh my God, look how Caton can cook so well.
Yes.
This is amazing. And I'm like, yes, I'm amazing.
Yes.
Amanda, you know, she thinks I'm amazing because she can see that I can cook so well.
Yeah. And that's all thanks to HelloFresh. I like it too because I don't have to think about, I don't have to plan for the week. I don't have to go through and be like, okay, we're going to have this on Monday, this on Tuesday, this on Wednesday, and then do a long grocery list for us to try to figure out and get Instead, they do it for us, and it just is delivered to the front door, proportioned out, so we know we always have what we need when we need it.
And you know what's annoying?
What?
Our children.
Yeah.
And they won't eat anything.
No.
But when I make the HelloFresh, they'll eat the food.
Yeah, they like it.
I think it's because they, you know, it's got good ingredients, so it tastes good. It's not, you know, the normal garbage that I sling at them.
Yep.
So they'll eat it.
I like it also because HelloFresh has taken you out of your comfort zone, and you have started cooking new meals.
Things that I never would have ever touched or purchased ever. In my life. Names of things that I didn't know existed.
Right. You used to only make chicken parm. Caton's right. Chicken parm, which was anything but fresh.
It's not fresh. No. You take a frozen chicken patty.
No, you don't.
You microwave it.
No, you know what? Nobody needs to know how to make that meal. Right. They need HelloFresh, and they'll learn how to make real meals that have fresh ingredients, and it's delivered right to your doorstep.
Yeah, just check the show notes, and you'll see how to make Caton's chicken parm.
No. So, listen, for $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, that's $80 off your first month of HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/WMD80 and enter WMD80. Once again, for $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/WMD80 and enter WMD80.
Lola is our sponsor this week.
Yay!
I love Lola.
Yay!
Amanda has trouble talking about vagina-related issues. So maybe I'll take the lead here. Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleaning wipes. The founders started their company with a simple and seemingly obvious idea. Women shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to feminine care products.
But you know what I love is that they, for every purchase, what is it? They call it a do good with your purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So for every purchase, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the United States.
That is so cool.
It is.
This company was founded by women, and it's for women. They offer pads, liners, and BPA-free plastic applicators or environmentally non-applicator tampons. They also have cleansing wipes that are safe to use anywhere on your body, and they're biodegradable. They're natural. You can use them for a midday refresh.
Oh, okay.
Look at that. And they're perfect. They're individually packaged. You just keep them in your purse, and you're like, yeah. I wish I was fresh down there, and it's, you know, for the on the go. Everything is organic cotton. There's no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. You know, I don't think the FDA requires people to say what's in their feminine hygiene products, but Lola is like, if we care about the ingredients in the food we eat and the beauty products we use, why shouldn't we be the same about our feminine care products? I think that's, it's 100% natural. You can feel good about it.
And you just get it. It's a subscription service.
That's right. It's a subscription service.
So it just comes to your house. And how do they know what you need?
I mean, you know you're going to need it every month.
Yeah. And so what do? You customize your subscription by figuring out what kind of product you want. The quantity, the frequency, and you go through and you figure all that out, and then they make sure you get it when you need it.
That's right. They tailor make it just for you, and then they send it to you every month because you're going to need it every month anyway. And I am a big fan of Lola. I really do. I feel so proud that they're our sponsor. So for 40% off, you guys.
40% off is a lot.
That's a lot. For 40% off all subscriptions, go to mylola.com and enter WMD when you subscribe. So again, that's 40% off all your subscriptions. Holy cow, it's almost half. Go to mylola.com and enter WMD when you subscribe. So what's been breaking you?
Wesley is 8, and he finally lost a tooth.
Whoa.
Whoa. At 8. So when I was in Texas, I went to visit my best friend in Texas for the weekend for her birthday, and he lost a tooth while I was in Texas at IHOP because, you know, he bit into a pancake and There was his first tooth. Finally, he has those like shark teeth that are starting to come in behind it.
Oh yeah,
because he should have lost his tooth, but it was not gone.
It's weird that his adult teeth are so sharp.
Yeah, he's amphibian. Mm-hmm. So we you know, the Tooth Fairy came, gave him a dollar for the first tooth, and he was like, "I've heard the Tooth Fairy can give anywhere from $1 to $5," and I was like, "Well, that's very interesting." But it's very interesting. I haven't heard anything because I haven't lost a tooth in a very long time, knock on wood. And I was like, so I haven't seen the Tooth Fairy or heard from her or him in a long time. And he was like, yeah, so $1 to $5. So he got $1 from the first tooth from the Tooth Fairy.
Had you guys decided ahead of time what you were going to?
Oh, yeah. We were going to do a Sacagawea. We had them saved up. And then we spent them. So we couldn't find anything. So we found $1. So that's why the Tooth Fairy brought $1. Yeah. Oh, we had plans. I was going to buy a pillow where you put it in this little like special pillow.
Oh, yeah.
And do all these things. Nope. It's not. Nope. Instead, he put it in like a bank envelope, you know, like a bill pay envelope under his pillow.
Wait, and, what? Yeah. An envelope that said like Chase Bank on it?
Yeah. And we were like, it's fine. She's going to know what it is. It's not going to the bank. So he put under.
Oh, he put his tooth in that.
Yes.
I thought you meant.
No. He put his tooth in that so that the Tooth Fairy could find his tooth.
Got it. Okay, that's good.
And then the Tooth Fairy brought him $1 and just put $1 wadded up under his bed. Yeah.
I mean, that sounds pretty much like how it went down for the rest of us. Mm-hmm. I mean.
But then. Uh-huh. So then. The other day, Sunday, we're sitting at dinner and here comes a second tooth. And I was like, oh, look at you. You got a second tooth out. Oh boy, what you gonna do with that? You gonna make some more money?
Ooh, you gonna make some money?
You gonna make that money with them teeth. So he puts it under his table, under his bed. But this time,
I like that when he lost his second tooth, you became like a farmer.
I'm like, oh yeah, you lost your teeth. Oh no, you gonna make all the money. You better watch out, kid. You're going to be rich. What you going to do with all that cash money? You got to do something.
Buy some pigs.
You get some pigs, you're going to get some ghosts. What you going to do?
Ghosts. Don't buy ghosts.
No, because you can't see them. What you going to do with ghosts? That's a waste of money.
One time I bought a ghost, I was tricked.
No ghosts. Yeah.
Don't buy no ghosts, kid. I'll tell you what, they'll take you for everything you got.
It's haunting.
It was just a chain in a white trash bag.
I never seen that ghost. It just disappeared.
He was in the bag. But when I opened the bag, he was gone.
It was gone.
I was swindled.
I think my friend came over and saged that motherfucker. It's so dumb. He puts it. He said, "Oh, I couldn't find an envelope, so I just put my tooth in some wadded up paper and just put it under my bed." And we were like, "Oh, good, okay, that works." So he did that. Which also, like, maybe we should parent a little better and like set him up, because he was like finding his paper. He's like, "This will work," and he like created a little envelope of his own.
Oh, he's a problem solver.
He's a problem solver, and which is good because we are his parents. So we go to bed, we lay down, and we're like, okay, we can't, you know, we got to remember Tooth Fairy tonight. Here we go. All right, second time around. And then we're like, oh shit, we don't have any money. So we started looking around. We're like, where do we find money? Oh, we found $1. So we finally find $1, and we're like, yes, we found $1. Then we start catching up on RuPaul's Drag Race, and we watch television, and then fall asleep. And the next morning we wake up, and Wesley's like, oh no, the Tooth Fairy didn't come.
We fell asleep. Wait, what?
We fell asleep and we forgot to take the tooth out.
Did you put the money?
No.
We Wait, what? I thought you said you found it.
No, he told us it was there and we fell asleep before.
Wait.
Yeah, we left.
So you were like, we don't have a dollar. And then he found a dollar, but then you didn't actually do it?
No, because we wanted to make sure he was asleep. So we were waiting. We're like, we'll just watch a show. And then we fell asleep and we didn't do it. And so in the morning, Caden comes in and he wakes me up. He's like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. We forgot to do the tooth fairy. And Wesley's like, she didn't come. There's this balled up little paper with a tooth in it still. Caden was like, you know what it is? I bet it's because you didn't put it in an envelope. And I was like, good thinking, dude, right there. That's some smart thinking. That's like,
all right.
Good.
Time out.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone listening, if you have forgotten to put money under a pillow, raise your hand. We have done it. We have done that. And I felt so bad. And it just, it is what it is.
What did you say? Were you like, oh, she forgot or she shouldn't know?
I forget why it happened. Like, I think I had been working
really hard. There's like 52 teeth or something that's like that.
In my house, I'm the tooth fairy.
Yeah.
So, so God knows if I'm not available to handwrite a cursive
note. You write letters? We just throw money under that pillow.
I mean, part of me wishes that I just... but now I've set a precedent that you get a handwritten cursive note with a very specific sparkly pen.
I started writing a letter and then I was like, oh, he's gonna know this is from me. And I was like, fuck this. And so we just put money under there.
Nice. I think that's smart. Yeah. There's like this pressure to make everything fucking magical now.
I do. Leprechauns.
Right. Should I have like glitter under his pillow? You know, like, No, I didn't do that because then I was like, hell, glitter all over his face and it'll be a fucking nightmare.
You've done it too.
Yes, I have done it too. And I think he was just like, oh, the tooth fairy didn't come. And we're like, oh no, she must have been busy. And so then
that's what we said. We were like, she just
came the next night.
Well, we're terrible. We blamed it on his makeshift envelope. We're like, she must not have known that was where your tooth was.
Guess she thought this was garbage. She was like,
that's not a tooth. That's trash.
She only takes bank envelopes.
It was so shitty to be like, well, you didn't do it good enough, so you didn't get your money. It's so shitty.
But
good thinking, because that was quick thinking, even though maybe we shouldn't have blamed the way that he problem solved. But he was like, oh, you're right. That makes total sense. Okay, then we're good. So we went for it the second day, and then he got $2.
Oh.
Because we just don't know whether or not it'll be $2 because it was the second tooth.
Oh.
Or $2.
It's going to be one more dollar
each time.
He gets,
interest, right? Every time he's...
By the end, it's like 20.
She forgets. It's like, $20. Oh, shit. Oops, again. Oops. Yeah, so we are... It's one fucking tooth. We've only done it once that we got it. And it's like, come on. How the fuck are we going to keep up with all this? There's so many teeth that we have to do. We can't even do the one fucking tooth. The fuck? It's terrible. It's so terrible. And then he's just devastated. Like, she didn't come. So we fucked that up. So that was our big... I was like, oh, well,
shit happens. That.
I'd love to say, oh, we were just busy. No, we totally had it. We had it worked out. We were ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were like, good night.
Yeah. We have to set alarms or we will forget.
That's smart.
Yeah,
that's
like set a little alarm on my phone for like midnight.
Hit it's up
like,
that pillow.
Tooth fairy. And so many times, Amanda, it's like that alarm goes off and I'm just like, oh, come on.
Like, I don't want to do this.
I gotta go downstairs, get a piece of paper, and fold it a certain way, and write a little...
Wait, fold it? You fold it a certain way, and you write a note?
Just to make, like, a little note card.
What kind of note do you write? Are you like...
I just take, like, a... La-dee-dee. It's like, dear Ajax, like, thank you for the tooth. Here is one gold coin in exchange for your tooth. Don't forget to floss.
You do the Sacagaweas?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. That was my whole thought, too. It was like, oh, it's so different and fun and magical. And then it was like, fuck, find a dollar.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I'm constantly like, Ari, do you have Sacagaweas? Do you have... When I was a kid, I think I got like silver dollars or something like that. Mm. And they were very special. Or whatever it was that had JFK on them. I think those are silver dollars.
I feel like I got like Tooth Fairy like once or twice. And then my parents were just like,
What?
Yeah. I don't remember getting it. I don't remember getting it. I got it like once and then that was that. It wasn't like a constant thing.
I think it was always a constant thing for me.
Really?
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. But like me, I would love to know if my mom was like, we did it every fucking time for your damn teeth. And then I'm like, I only remember one. You suck. But you'll right. be like, I busted my ass and woke up at 2 a.m. and put that shit under your pillow every day. And you only remember the one time.
Right.
Like, now I want to ask her. Like, did you guys just stop? Or did you tell me it was you so you didn't have to do it anymore? I could totally see doing that. I kind of want to go in and tell Wes, like, I'm the fucking tooth fairy.
Stop.
Let's just call it a day. Let's count how many teeth you have and just go buy a toy.
Magical.
Magic. You know what the true magic is? Sperm. Gotta go. Can't.
AKA a polywog.
So we don't have a guest, but why not have a listener join us?
Yeah, let's have a listener story. So this is from Kelsey. Hi, Betsy and Amanda, longtime listener, first time writer. Love your show. So here goes. My ex's parents, who I had gotten along with great, had invited my son, who was maybe 3 at the time, and I up to their house for supper. Afterwards, the plan was to take a ride on this Christmas train. Oh, I've heard about that. I thought about doing it this year.
Oh, so like the Polar Express?
I think so. I've never seen the Polar Express, but it's like a Christmas train and like Santa comes on the train and everyone has cookies and you wear your...
It's awesome. Yeah. And they like dance and sing and there's hot cocoa.
Yeah,
it's
hot cocoa good. And everyone wears their pajamas, I think.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It looks fucking magical. Okay, so this one, it's basically a tractor that's decorated with Christmas lights that pulls train cars, quote, made to look like a train.
Yep. Oh. No, totally different.
Totally different. Yeah, the one you and I are talking about is an actual train. It was really quite elaborate.
Wow.
Once on this train, it drives you through the country until you get to this town called Prairie Village.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think the one that we were talking about, though, it does take you to a town, right? I think.
Mine didn't.
I think,
you just went one way and then back.
Oh, I think there's one where it'll take you. Essentially, it's like, here's a Christmas gift shop.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in if there's a gift shop. Yeah. But Prairie Town.
Prairie Village.
Oh, Prairie Village.
I hope there's a woman there. Hello. Oh. I'm making buttermilk. You know that's my favorite. All right. I'm churning. Not churning buttermilk.
I can't.
I'm churning butter.
I feel like
this is something I would have done every day in my time.
If you were on The Good Place, that would be your good place. Would be like, have you ever watched that show?
Yes.
So I'm imagining your good place would be like a colonial town.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's like somebody just like, hi, Betsy, I'm making butter. And then you're like,
hello.
Here's my tiny dollhouse basement. And then birds.
I love it. I love all that old shit.
Anyways.
Someone's like blowing glass and someone's making a horseshoe.
You
it's great.
Eat licorice is in a stick. Oh,
yes. Eating a stick of licorice. 5 minutes into this train ride, my son vomits all over me.
Oh, no.
Had to have been motion sickness. Luckily, they had a roll of paper towels. I get us remotely cleaned up. Then it happened again. After this, we take a liner out of the cooler for him to puke in. What's that mean? What's a liner in a cooler?
Like there's probably like a plastic bag in the cooler holding all the ice.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Does everyone do that? I just put stuff into the cooler. There's a liner?
If you do a liner, then you don't have to worry about cleaning it out and it's dirty already.
Yeah, so I always
you
just do put have a liner to clean it.
And then you don't have to think about it.
Oh, that's nice. It's like a crock pot bag. Okay. It continues to happen over and over.
The opposite of a crock pot bag.
It's a bag and a thing. I would have loved to have gotten off this train, but we were in the middle of fucking nowhere. Finally, we get to a cute little ghost town covered in Christmas lights. It looked very nice from the window. However, I was never able to get off the train with the 100 other people to take pictures to show you how neat this train really looked, because I had to stay on the train with the puking child. 30 minutes later, after everyone gets back on the train, after a few more dry heaving episodes, she says, I fucking hate that sound.
I hate it too.
We finally make it back to the farmhouse. I couldn't wait to get off this train. I swear the whole train car we were in just reeked of vomit. I can only imagine what 30 other people on this train car thought. But it's not like I knew he would get sick. I get to my car and make the 80-mile drive home. Oh, still slightly damp from puke. Luckily enough, he was fine and he slept the whole way.
Right, that's only like, so when you live in LA, 80 miles is like 7 days. When you live everywhere else, it's like a little over an hour.
Okay, but yeah. still, it's an hour long ride.
That's a drive. It's a drive.
But that's true.
It's important to like to justify the truth of what the mileage means.
That's true. We live in Los Angeles. Yeah. And if you said, I'm going somewhere 80 miles away, it would be like, well, bring your covered wagon and some extra yes. oxen because it's going to be a trip.
It's going to be a trip.
Thanks to all you moms out there who don't judge others for their parenting choices. You are all doing a great job. Kelsey.
Oh, that was really nice. I mean, that sounds like a terrible, as much as it sounds magical, it sounds equally as terrible. Like to be on the train when the kid's puking, to be the kid puking, to be the mother holding the kid puking, like all of it.
Forever. To be the other people on the train who are like, it's so magical. Like,
And then, like, what does Santa do? Is he just like, oh, no.
It looks like someone had too many cookies.
I'm good. You're fine. Gotta go. Like, I would not. There's a point where you can't expect him to come talk to your kid.
I mean, he probably did, though. Right?
You think?
I don't know. Ugh. Depends how expensive these tickets were.
Maybe there's a wave, a little like peace sign, you know? You're like, that's we're good, so Santa. Sad. We'll talk to you later.
Did she say how old her kid was? I can't remember.
I can't either.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks. Because I'm sure it also costs money.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you plan for it and you do it. And then the kid starts throwing up.
All that way.
New. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that does suck. Yeah, one of these days we'll go on a train. But it's one of those holiday things where you're like, I'm making magical moments. Uh-huh. We're going to see the Nutcracker. And also we're going to see Santa at the mall. And then, you know, and then cookies. Mm-hmm. And just fucking Christmas train is...
Oh, God.
I'm so glad it's not the holidays.
Can we just say yes? Right? That
feels
good.
We're getting
good.
Ready for the Easter Bunny.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But
the tooth fairy's always here, apparently.
And the tooth fairies.
She's always disappointing.
Maybe you should just make that part of her legend.
Who knows when she'll show up? Just leave it there one night. It will be there.
You know, Santa is very dependable, but the tooth fairy, she's.
She a mess.
I mean, first off, look what she does. Look what she does.
It's creepy. She collects teeth.
Creepy. Here's something. I don't know what to do with all the teeth.
Oh,
I have now two growing collections of
that's
teeth,
so gross.
And I don't really know what the end game is here.
No, what do you do with them?
What do I do with them?
Like, what do you do with the teeth?
I'm asking everyone. Like, what do I do with these?
You can't do anything.
I feel like it feels weird to throw away.
Yeah, you're
and yet, if it was like a
dog.
If it was like their tonsils, I wouldn't keep them, you know? Right, why am I keeping their fucking teeth?
No.
It's so weird.
I know. I was like, put it into my jewelry box.
That's where, yeah.
In my mind, I was like, those were made in my womb.
I think about that too.
It's so creepy.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
This is back to my original point. Human beings are fucking weird. Like, it doesn't make sense. It's just outside of the... And then we hold on to it. We hold their teeth and keep them forever. I don't understand.
When a man and a woman...
Nope.
...like each other, okay.
Stop. I can't. Like each other, okay. When they feel safe that the other one will be with them.
What?
When it's just fine.
When a man and a woman feel kind of sexy enough.
Oh my God.
That's sad. When a man and a woman
show up
and schedule a time to be intimate.
What was it? Somebody was telling me the other day, like, oh no, we only have sex on our anniversary. And I was like, oh God.
Oh wow.
Really?
Someone said that to you?
Oh yes. I've heard that from many people.
That they only have sex. Are they older people?
No.
Really?
No, they're like, fuck it. I had kids. I'm not doing that anymore.
What?
Yeah.
They're like, I had kids. Yeah. I'm retired from sex.
Yes. And
that's
I'm just
a thing
like,
we can do.
I'm kidding. That is hilarious. That you're like, wait,
that's an option.
What? Yeah. No. I have so many friends that are like, oh no, only on our anniversary, maybe. And I'm like, aren't you sad about that? And they're like, no.
Wow.
Nope. No.
That is like, very interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. And they're not old. They're just like, but then I always think I was in human sexuality. I did take human sexuality in school because part of the curriculum. And there was this creepy.
Because they made me take it.
I had to sit in this class every week and listen to this man talk about human sexuality. And I was like,
you were so ridiculous.
So
it's like sex is like the clown of your heart.
Yeah.
You're just like, I can't.
No. But he would always say, he was this creepy old man, and he'd be like, use it or lose it.
What?
That was his tagline.
Ew, what?
Use it or lose it. That's like he said, research shows, use it or lose it.
Your dick?
All of it. Women, men. If the more you have sex, the more you want to do it. The less you do it, the less you want to do it. And then when you stop doing it and you continue to stop doing it, you're not going to want to do it anymore.
Okay.
So use it or lose it. And now I think about that old pervy dude who sat in that class teaching all of these young college students human sexuality. And he would just sit there and be like, use it or lose it.
That needs to be the title of this episode. And that man was Kinsey. Mm-hmm. Wow, you took a class from Kinsey. It's amazing. What a weird tagline.
Everybody thinks that he's brilliant, but all he said was use it or lose it. Yeah, that guy was totally creepy.
Ugh.
But I learned about Kinsey in that class. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That movie kind of creeped me out.
I didn't see it, but all of it is
that,
creepy.
I guess, is on brand. Yeah.
Yeah. For so many reasons.
For 2.5 hours, it would just be Amanda like crawling out of her fucking skin.
I can't do it.
God. But yeah, the whole time in Kinsey, he was like, use it or lose it.
Does he say that?
Never.
Oh. I fell right into that pit. I was like, really? Is that just Kinsey? Was he quoting Kinsey the whole time? No, but that creep did say that every class.
Every
all the time.
Class?
All the time. He said it. I mean, it's burned into
like
my
head.
I feel
like he was coming on to you, maybe.
Oh.
Use it or lose it.
And I was like, I can't lose it. Okay. I got an A.
Use your sex or lose your sex.
It was an internship.
You got an A?
Or that's what he said.
What?
So gross.
Work study, he called it.
Yeah.
We were working and I was studying.
There was no textbook. He said, our bodies are the textbook.
Yuck.
And I said, that doesn't seem right. And then he gave me $300 and said, they're expensive, aren't they?
This episode of Sex in the City is weird. All right. So, let's wrap up our use it or lose it margarita episode brought to you by margaritas.
By Caitlin Clark and his margaritas.
Mm-hmm. Amanda, you're doing a great job. You know how I know? Because we all fucking forget. Oh. If you haven't forgotten yet, it's because you haven't forgotten yet. It will happen. I feel I need to believe this because I've done it.
You made me feel so much better. You're like, been there, done that. And that's so good. Because all the guilt. I was like, oh, fuck.
I felt really bad, too.
Not only do we... Well, you at least got Sacagaweas and special glitter pens. We're like, wadded up in a piece of paper. See what we can find and she'll put under the pillow.
But he doesn't know better.
No. So
it's not like he'd...
But the think about the evolution of this. So, like, by the time he has kids and they lose their teeth, he's just going to be like, just eat it.
He'll just like he'll like flick a penny at them, be like,
"That's your penny." They won't have money then. Tooth fairy. There'll be no money then. So it'll. What do they do? You know,
that's true. Actually, yeah. What are we gonna do in like a cashless system? I mean, we're practically already kind of nearing that. Like a
fried chicken breast underneath. I don't know.
I'm so full of delight anytime I have an excuse to use Apple Pay. I'm like,
oh, I know.
Oh, what is it? Oh, I can just put my phone here.
You just go, ba-doop. Oh, it's paid. It doesn't even feel real.
So much. It's magic.
Yeah, so that'll be the tooth fairy. It'll be like Apple Pay. Just set up your little reader, and then maybe she'll leave you a dollar.
In the future, we'll all have Apple Pay. It's just, it'll be like on our nose or something.
Yep.
And hopefully they won't wake up when that little sound happens when you scan their nose.
Well, Betsy, you are doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
For, like, getting the books about how awesome sex is. And
it's so awesome.
Oh, my God. Use it or lose it. Make sure they know that.
Okay, I'll make sure to tell them.
Good. So, you're doing great, though, because it's maybe not awkward to you, but to others it would be. And you did a great job making it not awkward so your kids won't feel awkward. And that's great.
And Kelsey, you're doing a great job. Who would have thought that you take a kid on a train and then they vomit Express. The whole time? You didn't know. Who would have thought?
And you stayed on that train.
I probably would have you had to. Like,
I'm done, and my kid will figure out new parents.
Amanda would have just wandered off into that ghost town.
I would have been like,
I live here now.
Do you butter? I want to see how you make that. That train's leaving. That's fine. Keep showing me the butter churning.
Hello. Just
keep going.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, me and mother are like, we stop when the train goes. No, you don't. Keep going.
You keep churning that
keep
butter.
Keep churning that butter.
When a man and a woman.
Oh, no. It's so creepy.
Want butter.
Use it or lose it.
There we go. We wrapped it all up in a beautiful bow.
In the creepy. This is the creepiest episode we've ever done. This is the creepiest episode ever.
Hey, if you like the show, please subscribe. And you know, it's a free show, so a way that you can pay us is to rate it and review it.
Yep. And if you like it, make sure to tell your friends about it.
Tell everybody, especially tell your mom group.
Mm-hmm.
Please follow us on Twitter at Mommy Drinks Show and on Instagram at Why Mommy Drinks Podcast. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah, join our Facebook group. We have a great Facebook group, Mommy Drinks.
That's right. It's a whole community of listeners. It's super fun. It's super supportive. Also, send us your parenting nightmares. Send us your shit shows. Email them to us at whymommydrinkspodcast@gmail.com. And you can leave a message on our hotline.
Call me with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Call me with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Call me with your shit show.
424-279-8842.
So, if you find yourself, sending your kid upstairs and saying, read the book about sex and let me know if you have questions because you're done. Or you find yourself going, oh, I guess that tooth fairy just forgot you.
Oh, boy.
Because you didn't make a good enough envelope. Or your kid's vomiting all over the Polar Express. Know that, you know what? You are doing a great job.
Why Mommy Drinks.
Campfire.